Gardening and You is sponsored by Becky's Greenhouse in Doherty. With today's program, here's Becky Litterer.
Good morning. Welcome to my garden show, Gardening and You. I'm Becky Litterer from Becky's Greenhouse in Doherty. This show is about more than the different aspect of gardening. It's how we can help you with your garden needs. Wow, we've had severe weather this week. We are okay with that, but it was close to home, 5 miles west of us. We had wagons inside East Greenhouse, but still had lots outside yet. We had a warm day and a couple of warm nights, but this Memorial Day weekend is cold, cloudy, and maybe a little rain. Next week will be better with 80 degrees and 60 degrees at night. I will talk about the cold nights and our garden in this radio show. Stay warm, stay safe. Australia family and friends for their Sunday, May 24th, will have 60 degrees Fahrenheit, 16 Celsius, or sunny conditions. Sounds like a great fall day for them. Enjoy and stay safe. I want to talk to you about our gardens and the cold temperatures we're having at night. Month of May is going quickly. I know that you're thinking, oh, I need to have my garden in. We can't look at the date. We must look at the weather and be aware of the air temperature day and night and also the soil temperature. As of May 20th, I just checked, Iowa State map on soil temperature was 57 degrees, lower than I thought. Of course, we know what the daytime temperature has been, and the weekend cool with the night temperature still at 48. Not till next Monday will it be in the 60s. I know you're not going to like what I say next about tomatoes, peppers, and all the vine plants, as in cucumbers, squash, watermelon, etc., need soil temperature to be at least 60 degrees. Also, research and learned that the nighttime temperature should be 60 degrees. Anything lower, the tomatoes will become stressed, and it will affect the fruit production. I found an article that explains the different temperatures at night and what to do. I was asked if putting something around them would help, and it looks like it could help keep the temperature warmer. Many of you do milk jugs or buckets around them, more for the wind, but this will help with the right nighttime temperature also. This also applies to peppers. I'm sorry to say cucumbers, squash, watermelon, melons don't like cold nights at all, so they might not survive. I know this information after fact, but next week nighttime is to be around 60. Just wanted you to know what can happen with these cold nights. Tomato plants are warm weather crops and do not thrive when nighttime temperatures drop below 60 degrees Fahrenheit. While they can tolerate brief dips to around 50, prolonged exposure to this range can slow growth, reduce flowering, and cause fruit drop. Why it matters? Below 50 degrees Fahrenheit, this is a chilling injury zone. Metabolism slows, pollination stops, and growth halts. Even if it doesn't freeze, several nights in this range can set plants back development by weeks. Ideal nighttime range is 60 to 65 Fahrenheit is best for steady growth and fruiting. Seedlings indoors in the greenhouse should be kept at 58 to 60 for healthy starts. What to do if nights drop below 60? Cover plants with row crops, fabric to trap the heat, use mulch to insulate roots and retain soil warmth, and watering night can help but avoid overwatering in cold, damp conditions. Move potted plants indoors or to shelter area before temperatures drop before 45. Bottom line, if nighttime temperatures are expected to stay below 60, especially below 50, protect your tomatoes to prevent chilling injury and ensure healthy fruit set. Constant warmth is the key to a successful tomato crop. So hope all your plantings will be okay, will grow, produce, and be happy. Yes, we need to talk about Larry's Garage. Larry has appointments available this coming week. If you do know of some work you'll like Larry to do for you, just give us a call or stop in. Give him a call at 641-794-3337. Thanks and stay safe. The next part of the radio show, share a message I've done for over 29 years. The Lord's word of encouragement is always good to hear. It is hard, but we need to listen, care, and pray for all. Prayers have power. Thanks to all that they tell me they hear me on the radio and they enjoy the messages. I'm only the messenger in this message and all I do. I try to have the Lord's hand in all of it. Bible verse is from Isaiah 43:19. Behold, I am doing a new thing. Now it springs forth. Do you not perceive and know it? Will you not give heed to it? I will even make a way to the wilderness and rivers in the desert, when there seems to be no way. Have you ever faced a situation and said, there's no way that I can ever be? Maybe some of the thoughts weigh on your mind. There's no way I can handle the pressure at work. There's no way I can pay my bills. There's no way to save my marriage. There's no way I'm going back to college now. With God's help, there's always a way. It's a beautiful truth to be grateful for. It may not be easy. It may not be convenient. It may not come quickly. You may have to go over, under, around, and through difficulty. But you will simply keep on going. You will find a way. Jesus said in John 14:6, I am the way and the truth and the life. He is the way, and he will help you with you very even when there doesn't seem to be one. Let us pray. Dear Lord, I thank you that you make a way in the wilderness. Help me to focus on you and not on my circumstances. Thank you that you're making a way for me today. In your name we pray, amen. Till next week, this is Becky Litter from Becky's Greenhouse in Doherty. Larry and I want to wish all of you a safe and fun Memorial Day.
Gardening and You was brought to you this morning by Becky Litterer at Becky's Greenhouse in Doherty. If you have gardening questions or concerns for Gardening and You, stop by or call Becky's Greenhouse in Doherty. Phone 794-3337 or email Becky at beckmall@netins.net.